Have I got news for you, October, November, December, January, February? Not only has young thing Bill Gates just announced that time and space have been annihilated, or at least that paper will become obsolete within 10 years, but Blair has once again shot his mouth off in the sullen grounds of Hampton Court, no less, about how speech itself is already going that same way. When we hear such statements being made about Israel, it makes us feel very angry. It's completely wrong. Dude, you've been bombing the crap out of Iraq for 2 years now, so just shut up. This is a predilection of speech over an honesty drought. I'm so giddy with laughter I could crawl about on the floor pretending to be a cat. And Baudrillard will defend us as long as he lives, pointing out that facts are nothing more than our myriad desire for interpreting them. How latently I've loved of late dissent, congealed blooms and sultry water, twisted allusions to peace, but progress in the realm of society is piece by piece, even when we long for the greater disaster to hit us, fast and smooth like a bullet, exploding things into change overnight. Trotsky makes love to Kahlo. ¿Dónde está la casa de Frida Kahlo? Está lejos. The bomb and the brush sweeping life into color, and in her diary between mulling over Diego and passion for painting, she wrought the hammer and sickle like a child in play school. Say, Cherie, that you can understand where suicide bombers are coming from, whilst Henry VIII looms up behind you from his ghastly throne like a real royalty, blinded by stature and the horn. The Guardian is full color now. That is progress. Maybe there's hope for those of us who wish to burn by the book. Joan of Arc over a stack of Hochglaive, or me over piles and piles of inquests into the David Kelly business, or intelligence on Iraq generally, or just my tongue pressed smoking to the pages of Blake's Complete, where noted our stern demands of right and duty instead of liberty. Well, shiver my timbers, it's all happening right here, right now. I'm hungry, it's my lunch, or I'm going to go stuff my mouth with the rubbish caking the gutter.